From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Heroin use and overdose rates are rising across almost every demographic: race, age, gender, and income. But one former addict in St. Louis is working to raise awareness by sharing his personal experiences. He's trying to stop addiction before it starts. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk has more.
Jude Hassan was 15 when he first walked the halls of Lafayette High School. Now in his 30s, he's returned to high school, to Lafayette's sister school, Marquette High, just about 10 minutes away. Hassan walks alongside a young high schooler in a bright green shirt as another student yells out, "Is he the junkie?" Hassan laughs and enters the Marquette School Library. As the door closes, several dozen students gather around Hassan as he begins to recount his 8-year struggle with heroin.
Growing up, I knew about drugs, don't do drugs. My dad was a substance abuse counselor. He told me about the dangers of it, and so I knew it was wrong, but like I said, I wanted to make friends.
Hassan really didn't seem like the kind of kid to fall into addiction. He got good grades, but he soon discovered what he now tries to drive home for high schoolers, teachers, and parents. No one is immune. For him, it all started at a party during his sophomore year, when a plate of heroin was passed around.
I still can't explain why. Plate came around to me, and I tried my first line of heroin that night.
After that, Hassan was hooked. He began to use more and more, turning to shooting up his junior year, between 5 and 10 times a day. After graduation, he went away to college, but soon used all of his money. He became so desperate, he called his father, who drove to see him.
My arms were bruised up, and I looked like a pincushion, you know. I had nothing left, and he knew that at that point, either he had to take me away or I was going to die.
So his father made a decision: get Hassan out of St. Louis, move to Virginia, and into methadone treatment. Once in treatment, Hassan was able to function. He went back to college, got a job, but before long he made what he calls
one of the worst mistakes of my life.
Hassan says he was with some of his college friends when they went to a drug dealer's house. He says he was downstairs the whole time, but his friends went up to the dealer's room to rob him and beat him up, badly. They were all charged with 5 felonies.
My life was over, and I was 21 years old.
While in jail, he had no access to his daily dose of methadone, so he experienced crippling withdrawal.
For 5 days, I laid on the floor crying and screaming and begging and throwing up on myself, unable to move. I told myself that if I got out of there, I was going to make everything up to my parents. I was going to make it up to my family.
That was rock bottom for Hassan. After that, he got clean. He ended up with only 1 felony conviction and no jail time. And within a few years, Hassan reconnected with a girl from high school, got engaged, and prepared to return to St. Louis.
I never thought I'd come back in my lifetime.
Now he works at a treatment facility, Bridgeway Behavioral Health. He goes into high schools to talk with students and speaks with parents, teachers, and professionals about addiction.
I think it helps tremendously that I have the background that I have, that I can relate to the person that's sitting across from the table.
I appreciate you guys having me. I don't know how many.
Back at Marquette High School, a student asks Hassan if he still feels the draw of heroin, the urge to use even after all of this time.
Like, since all that stuff happened, have you, like,
thought about getting high or?
And he responds that he just takes it day by day, just 24 hours at a time.
I would rather die at this point than get high again. I would literally rather die.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.